It was an eventful first year for President Trump, starting with his swearing-in and the, quote, largest audience to ever witness an inauguration. Mr. Trump appointed a Supreme Court justice, fired his FBI director, withdrew the U.S. from the Paris Climate Accord, and in his United Nations speech, Mr. Trump promised, if provoked, to rain fire and fury like the world has never seen on North Korea. The Charlottesville white nationalist rally exploded. Hurricane Maria flattened Puerto Rico. There was a Las Vegas massacre, the hashtag MeToo movement, of course, the possible collusion with Russia, and actually much more, with each event laying bare deeply held beliefs about America and who we are as a nation. Jennifer Anderson says she wanted to know more about the Republican Party, so she just jumped in doing data entry at the headquarters on Kapi'olani.
You know, instead of just looking at the media, why don't I actually get involved and see what they actually are doing here in Hawaii? Because the media, really, for young people like me, it's hard to believe them all the time because you get so confused. And seeing volunteer one-on-one and things coming down from headquarters, you can have your own opinion.
And a year ago, you were in D.C. at the inauguration.
You could see all the people just waiting outside in the cold, but with this joy and pride, patriotism that you don't really see every day.
Anderson says when President Trump called it, quote, the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, she figured he might have meant witnessing online or somewhere. To Hawaii Republican Party Chair Shirlene De La Cruz Ostrov, however, it was minor.
Whether it was the largest inauguration or not, I'm like, okay, now start working. I'm a military person. We have ISIS almost defeated in 8 months. People don't talk about that. We have the Dow at record highs. Here in Hawaii, there are several companies that, because of the tax cuts, have put more money back in the pockets of American families. So as a conservative woman, I look at those things. As a daughter of immigrants, I look at the immigration policy.
And you like it.
I like it. I like it a lot. Okay, and my parents are immigrants. They respected the rules. And we are a country of rules and laws that should be respected. We are transforming the judiciary back to interpreting laws and not having activist judges legislating from the bench.
Regarding laws that have been changed under President Trump, environmental regulations, for example.
I believe in conservation versus some of the environmental laws, which are totally political, but I am a conservationist. So there are things that I don't agree with totally.
And sure, you can disagree with the administration, but there is a way to do it respectfully. You know, because the people that come to these riots and do demonstrations are just showing the children of the newer generation that you don't have to respect anyone.
That's why it was so alarming when after Charlottesville, the president said that there are some very fine people in that melee.
And I think that was a great learning moment because right after that was a whole huge upheaval of his inner circle. Again, it's someone who's never been in politics before.
Ostrov says there's a new brand of Republicans coming out in Hawaii, people more libertarian who are fiscal conservatives and socially liberal.
We just had an open house this past weekend, half the people we've never seen before signing party cards. So we're excited that there is a new energy. I think people are glad to see a little bit of tax relief.
For 5 years, anyway, though, under the new tax plan, corporate tax cuts are permanent. Ostrov contends taxation is the cause of Hawaii's high cost of living. Find a link to her rationale on that at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.